Hi, dictation for Alicia Clark, A-L-I-C-I-A-C-L-A-R-K. Date of birth 9/28/72. Date of service is 10/31/2024. Date of accident is 5/25/2024. Miss Alicia Clark is here for a follow-up visit. She was initially involved as a resident driver in a rear-ending accident, leading to most of the symptoms that are reported here. Patient had a colis fracture at the time of accident to the left wrist, and he suffered with the pain in the neck and the lower back, headaches with shooting pain to both arms and both legs, pain in both the knees, pain in the both feet and ankle. These pains have been consistent since the time of accident. Today she reports that pains are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of neck and the lower back. And she is unable to do most of the ADLs as a result. Severe spasm was found in the trapezius muscle and paravertebral muscle that is continued. Range of motion, the cervical spine and lumbar spine are diminished. She is unable to move her neck and the lower back normally. The pain in both the knees are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. There is a numbness and tingling of the right forearm and right all the finger 1 to 5, as well as she reports of pain at the colis fracture site on the left side. Pain in both the shoulders is severe, and she has a difficult time lifting the arms beyond 90 degrees. The patient has reported that she is currently on Eliquis due to the recent finding of the diaphragmatic hernia and hiatal hernia that was operated, and for that reason she's not been doing the procedures. Also, she could not sit, could not stand, could not walk no more than 10 minutes, and she's out of breath, cannot climb the stairs due to the pain in the knees. She also had a very high blood pressure recently and was admitted to the Corville Hospital. Her sleep is only for 2 to 3 hours. She was operated by Dr. David Changelis, DavidChangelis, at the Corville Hospital. She also was found to have a Addison's disease, for which she was separately admitted to the hospital. And Dr. Farah, F-A-R-A-H, Daoud, D-A-W-O-O-D, is taking care of her. She was placed on Eliquis. Her PCP is Dr. Mazin, M-A-Z-I-N, Yunan, Y-O-N-A-N. She also saw a foot doctor, N-S-I-M-A, Yusur, U-S-E-R, who diagnosed a fracture, avulsion fracture in the right ankle and foot. She also saw Dr. Hamid, H-A-M-I-D, Hussein, at Bowman Hospital for her colis fracture. The current medications are several, and they are antivert, albuterol, xyloprim, Alavil, hydrochlorothiazide, Xanax, Norvasc, Adderall, Eliquis, Suboxone, Buspar, Mitigare, 0.6 mg colchicine, Remeron, 15 mg HS, Losartan, and Eliquis. So, on the pain level, 10 ADLs are affected, 10 according to the patient, and she reports moderate relief and pain after she gets the pain medication. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional histories, as well as substance abuse and a compliance history. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 169/101 pulse, 69 pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same as previous visit of 10/24/2024, dictation number 1028-030 for Alicia Clark, along with the diagnosis codes. Plan is to provide the patient Suboxone, 8-2 film, one film every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 of them are provided for pain relief. The goal is to remove the patient from opiates as much as possible. Labs were reviewed, and new labs were ordered. So far, the patient is stable. All other medications continue, which are provided on the last visit, and they are Tylenol codeine was provided, and lidocaine ointment was provided on the last visit. But this visit, we have provided Neurontin 600 mg twice a day, Furoset for headaches, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment was provided for topical pain relief. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.